Martin Regan, Niamh Connell manager, it's a draw again. What are your emotions after that?
It's difficult. Look, it'll take time to reflect on things there. It was a real battle out there no more than last Sunday. It was edge of the seat stuff, and it could have went anyway there in normal time and extra time. So look, we're there. We live to fight another day, and we'll get ourselves ready for Wednesday night now.
Yeah, we've seen your team coming off the pitch there. They don't look like men that are finished yet anyway. They're a lot of fellas pumped up there, and they're ready to go on Wednesday night, I would say.
They will be, no more than Gidor. Look, both teams are going to be ready. Nobody, Gidor don't want to hand over the county title easy, and we don't want to give one away that easy. So look, it's going to be another big battle on Wednesday night, and no team's going to give an inch again, no more than last week and no more than today. No team's going to give an inch, so it's going to come down to fine margins again on Wednesday night, hopefully.
3 points down in extra time, Gidor had their confidence up. It wasn't looking good for your side at that time.
No, it wasn't. Look, at just before the half-time whistle there, next time we were 3 down, we got a very important score just before half-time. Leo won a free to get us back to 2. I think that made a big difference. You know, every score is vital in extra time, but we were kind of saying that just before the whistle went, that it'd be great to get a score just before half-time to get it back to 2, and we did. And look at the boys, just they couldn't have given any more in the second period of extra time. They really, really dug deep. And look, it's disappointing to only draw when you go a point up at that stage. It's disappointing to draw, but we'd have taken that at half time.
Would your players were expecting Gavin McBride to have a pop at the end there with that free? I suppose picking out Shane Ferry probably caught the press box by surprise anyway.
Yeah, it was great composure by Gavin now, in fairness, and even from Sean to kick that equaliser. I suppose going back to last year, he kicked a very important score against Scotstown too to take it into extra time, and he done it again there today. So he's good on in them situations. He's very good. He's under pressure. He'll have no problem kicking a score. So fair play to him, and Gavin for picking out the pass too. But I suppose we still got an attack after that. Kieran done very well off a sideline to pick out AJ, but it just trailed the wrong side of the post.
Was it a case of the wrong man in that situation that time, your fullback?
Look at AJ, he's our fullback now, but AJ played in the forwards for long enough. So look at it, it was a scoreable chance, and it just trailed the wrong side. But look at you, there's days you get them, there's days you don't.
It seems like a long time ago now, but your team got a penalty in the 9th minute, which was a good start to you. Charlie McGinnis tucking it away nicely.
Yeah, it's a long time ago now, is right. I suppose no more than the Gidor penalty, the 2 penalties were scored today, and it's funny that it could come down to the penalties could decide it on Wednesday night now. But Charlie took it well now. He took it very well, and I think you don't know well to win that penalty, and Charlie put it away and gave us the start we wanted, really, but we just didn't build on it for the first 10-15 minutes.
And your side kept, you never really know when to die in this. Like you keep coming back for more, and showed tremendous character throughout the game.
Yeah, look at there, them boys don't give away, and they just keep coming back, and they're the hard boys to put away. So there is no doubt about that. And that's not just in these 2 games. That's going back to the last 3 years. Look at we were beat Bicklecar 2 years ago, and people said that team was finished. We were beat last year, people said that team was finished. Gidor hot favourites today, but and look at Gidor still be favourites on Wednesday night. They're still Ulster champions, and we still have to dethrone them, and they haven't been beaten championship this year. So look, we still have a massive task ahead of us, but look, we'll prepare as best we can over the next few days and see where it takes us Wednesday night.
Yeah, Gidor a few injuries, you also picked up a few injuries throughout the game. Owen Wade went off there. Is he going to struggle to make it, or what's the case looking like there?
I think anybody that picked up an injury today is going to struggle. Look, it's a very short time frame now Wednesday night. I'm not sure the severity of the injuries, but any kind of knock now is going to be difficult to recover in time for Wednesday night. So anyone that picked up a knock today is going to find it difficult, I'd imagine, by Wednesday night.